The prophet Joel announces the arrival of Lent in the first reading tonight. He says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation." And we have heeded that call, that announcement of the beginning of Lent by being here at Mass tonight. And our Lent this year once again begins amid very difficult world circumstances. For the last few years, the COVID pandemic has kind of overshadowed everything, even the season of Lent. And now, as that seems in many ways to be sort of waning, we have this year different world circumstances which cause us concern. A land war in Europe. An invasion of a sovereign country by another sovereign country, an event unthinkable just a week ago. And the events of the world, especially in Ukraine, are weighing on all of us, the uncertainty that it brings to our world right now. Remarkably, last Sunday, Ukrainian Catholics celebrated what they call Forgiveness Sunday. Now, you may be wondering, what exactly are Ukrainian Catholics? Well, within the Catholic Church, there are many different branches. We are most familiar with what is called the Roman Catholic Church, which is what we are. But there are also other churches who have their own hierarchies and their own ways of worship and their own customs. And one of those churches is located in Ukraine. And it is part of their liturgical customs on the Sunday prior to the beginning of Lent to celebrate what they call Forgiveness Sunday. They seek God's mercy. And as they do so, they realize that they are also called to forgive each other, to forgive those who have wronged them. We take seriously what St. Paul said in the second reading tonight. It's why we're here. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So if we're going to heed that message of reconciliation, we also have to be able to forgive others their trespasses against us. There are various Ukrainian Catholic churches located all over the world. There's actually one right downtown Baltimore, St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Church. And I was reading an article yesterday about a priest in one of these Ukrainian Catholic churches in Toronto. And he was being interviewed about, obviously, the situation in Ukraine. And I want to share with you one of the things he said, because to me, it's remarkable. He's speaking about Forgiveness Sunday and what he was going to say to this congregation of people who have strong ties to the home country. And he said, "And I tell people that loving your enemies means if you get to heaven and see Putin sitting there, you think, wow, God is great, and not, what the heck are you doing here?" And that really struck me. Would we have the ability to see, if we saw someone who has really wronged us, someone we might call an enemy in heaven, would we think, wow, God is so awesome? The call to forgiveness and the call to be an agent of peace in our world as Christians go hand in hand, because Jesus commanded us to do both. He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," in the Beatitudes. And he also said, if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave the gift at the altar and go and be reconciled with your brother. So that Forgiveness Sunday is meant to be a witness to what we believe as Christians. So today, we celebrate the forgiveness of God, and really throughout the entire season of Lent is all about God's forgiveness. And tonight, we will come forward and we will accept the mark of the ashes on our foreheads as in the sign of the cross. And those ashes represent our inner desire to repent and to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel. The ashes are a recognition of the fact that one day we ourselves will return to the dirt, to the earth, from the dust from which we are made. But we also remember that the flip side of our fragile humanity that the ashes represent is that we are also spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings who have an immortal soul. So at that time when our bodies and souls separate, our soul will live on. It is immortal, and our soul will be judged. Our soul will be judged by God, who is infinitely just, infinitely merciful, infinitely kind. And he will judge us by the actions of our lives or the inaction of our lives. The choices that we have made or the choices that we have failed to make that either put us on a trajectory towards God, towards heaven, or away from him. By our actions in this life, we determine our eternal destiny, whether that be heaven or hell. And God, as the infinitely just judge, simply lays before us our own choice. He lays before us the full realization of what we have chosen by the sake of our actions. And he confirms those choices because they're ours. That's why the prophet Joel also announces tonight, he says, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart." That's why St. Paul in the second reading tonight said, "Now is an acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." That adverb now calls us to action, calls us to recognize the fact that every single moment is a precious gift from God, and we can never take them for granted. Now is the time to act. Now is the time to change. You see, we receive these ashes on our foreheads, and if they're not accompanied by a decision to change our actions, they're nothing. They're just dust. So this Lent, as we ask God for God's forgiveness, we also don't want to let time pass us by. Now is the time to put Jesus in the center of our lives, to get rid of all of those other things that take his place and put him in the center. And as we ask God to forgive us, we also realize that we are called to forgive others. We ask God to forgive our trespasses. We in turn have to forgive those who trespass against us. And in many respects, the second part is the taller order. It's much more difficult. We want God to forgive us. And when we're sorry and we ask for forgiveness, he does readily. Then why don't we forgive others? Why do we find that so difficult? Maybe it's because we have to do it again and again and again and again. Maybe because it's painful, because we've been wounded by someone's action or inaction and have really hurt us. Sometimes it's more satisfying to live in the past, to ruminate over past hurts. And it can be more satisfying to live there than to move on. But even if all you can do is muster the strength to pray that God help you to forgive, that would be better than doing nothing. That would be better than living in the past. Simply asking God, because you forgive me, please help me to move my heart to forgive whoever has wronged me. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. All three are recommended to us by the gospel tonight and by the church for the next 40 days. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are meant to accompany our lives from tonight forward until Easter. So I encourage you tonight, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Rather, receive it with a spirit of contrition and in the hope that you can forgive those who trespass against you. May we return this Lent with all of our hearts to the Lord and to one another.